The Fayetteville Fire Department operates with 113 staff operating 7 fire stations, which responded last count to nearly 800 fire alarms, 230 actual fires, 40 burning cars, 500 extrications, that would be stuck people or creatures, and 4,500 medical assistance calls, paying for that fire protection costs millions of dollars in equipment and salaries. And it comes from general fund revenue collection of property and sales tax. But what if you live in a rural area like rugged northern Carroll County and your kitchen catches on fire? Who are you supposed to call?
Jason Morris, director of Carroll County Department of Emergency Management and County Fire Services Coordinator.
Jason Morris coordinates 9 volunteer fire associations in Carroll County and several small municipal fire departments, all accessed via 911. In rural areas, when that call comes in, the nearest volunteer fire group is dispatched. Some operate as districts, others as associations.
A district has to have a board, and they have to have elected members. It has to be confirmed by the quorum court and the county judge. A rural fire association doesn't. Fire association gets funds through dues, rural dues, things of that nature. And the people that pay those dues, it's optional for them. They don't have to. Now, in a fire district, they put the dues onto the property tax.
So everyone gets fire services?
Yeah, and even people in rural fire associations, even if they don't pay their dues, they're going to get the fire services, okay? The only deal is they can be charged a greater amount personally than, say, for instance, Eureka Springs. If you have a house on your property outside the rural area, it's $50 a year, okay, to protect your property. Now, if you don't have that and they come out there to fight a fire, they can charge you up to $500.
That incentive does help drive dues, but getting volunteers has been increasingly difficult.
There's just nobody out there, it seems like, anymore that's willing, that wants to volunteer their time. You know, they don't get paid for it. They put their lives at risk, you know, every time they go fight a fire. It's hard to find people to do that anymore. The younger generations are doing other things, you know. Everybody's having to do volunteer drives, trying to find people.
Plus, volunteer fire associations and rural fire departments work under mutual aid agreements. They help each other.
Any additions to the agenda?
Such mutual aid agreements really knit county emergency teams together. This evening, 5 of Carroll County's rural fire chiefs are attending the Western Carroll County Ambulance District meeting at the Grassy Knob Volunteer Fire Association Spacious Community Center near Beaver Dam. The center was paid for in part by lots of pancake fundraisers. The Grassy Knob Fire Association District covers a large swath of western Carroll County, Beaver Lake area, and operates on dues and donations. Most residents are well off, retired urban refugees, and they really pitch in. But another group, the Inspiration Point Volunteer Fire Department, has been struggling. It protects 900 residents living east of Beaver Dam toward Lake Leatherwood and north toward Garfield, 25 square miles altogether, and their county taxes help pay for this service. When Chief Jason Springer took over a year and a half ago, he went public with district problems.
We pretty much laid it out on the line with the public in our area that if things didn't change, the fire department was going to go away. We had a special meeting on a Sunday at our substation, and we had 97 people show up.
They managed to attract 30 new volunteers who will take part in formal training, of course, but not many young people signed up, which is an issue, Spranger said.
My younger kids that are involved now are 18, 19, 20, in that range. I've got 3 of them right now. Actually, maybe only 2. One's going off to college, another one's going into the military. So they tend not to stay around in the area is one of the issues. Plus, they're working a lot, you know.
That's why continual volunteer recruitment is critical, Springer said. Even he's a volunteer. And he also works full-time as a computer tech and emergency medic. The Inspiration Point Volunteer Fire Department operates 2 stations and currently has 6 vehicles, including tanker water trucks. The area has no fire hydrants. They responded to 52 calls this year, mainly medical emergencies. A trend, Springer said.
Over the years, the number of fires that we've had has gone down. Some of that's because of the newer construction. Some of that's because of education, you know, the FireWise program that forestry puts on and things like that. That's been a good thing. But when there is that one fire, you're really needed. But, you know, as soon as that one house burns up, you more than justify that department.
So what would have happened if the Inspiration Point Fire Department failed? Carroll County Fire Services Coordinator Jason Morris.
What it would have came down to is the state fire services coordinator, the county judge, myself, and the University of Arkansas plays a little bit of a role in that because they do the mapping. It would have been some redistricting.
Burdening nearby fire associations and departments even further. Still, it appears all fire protection personnel in Carroll County mutually aid each other. Reese William is chief of the Eureka Springs Fire Department.
We cover a good portion, probably about 100 square miles of western Carroll County. And then we go out into the rural areas or assist Grassy Knob and Holiday Island and Inspiration Point. If they have structure fire, we'll go out and assist with manpower or tankers.
How can you afford that?
And it's just kind of a trade-off with the other area departments. You know, they come in and help us, so we return the favor helping them as far as the mutual aid agreements.
Gearing up to fight fires is expensive. Training, equipment, procurement, and capital expenses are paid for in part by the state's Fire Protection Services Program under Act 833. Daily operations aren't. And in 2010, a fire protection grant program, which issued $212,000 this year, divided among 21 communities and volunteer fire departments around Arkansas for things like generators, test equipment, for hydrants, safety gear, and truck bays. So dues and county property taxes really help fund these associations and districts. But in early October, a rural Tennessee family made national news when their home burned to the ground as a rural firefighting team stood by. They claimed the family had not paid their annual $75 dues. But Jason Morris insists such a thing would never happen in Arkansas.
I know there's other states that do that, too. If you don't pay your dues, they're not fined unless somebody's trapped inside. Then they have to by law. Arkansas, I don't know of any departments that have that in their standard operating guidelines in Arkansas. Whether you pay your dues or not, we're going to worry about the money part later. We're going to put the fire out.
My people would never stand by and let a house burn down without trying to help out Bush if we could. But no, in Arkansas, they just don't do that.
Jack Deaton is chief of the Holiday Island Fire Department and also of a suburban district volunteer firefighting group that protects property on the outskirts.
The reason we formed that to start with was that there's a state statute that says a suburban improvement district, which Holiday Island is not allowed to offer their services outside their boundaries without 100% approval by all property owners, which is going to be impossible to do. So we formed a voluntary rural fire district that's voluntarily payment dues if they want to. If they don't want to pay them, we still respond, but they'll be billed a lot heavier than what they would for the membership.
Holiday Island resident property tax pays for its fire services, and rural residents pay $50 a month. Chief Deaton's volunteer force numbers 27.
I've got one very good firefighter that's 77 years old, and he kind of reminds me of the Energizer Bunny. He goes all the time. He carries the rank of lieutenant, and he's in charge of my pump operators. His only job is to get the truck there and pump water. He doesn't have to get in fight fires.
Good thing such skilled volunteers remain on hand, right? Recruitment and retention of new volunteer firefighters is a persistent problem, not just for Arkansas, but nationwide, according to Jimmy Woods. He's Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, Fire, and Field Services Coordinator. He was away at a conference, but in an email said, "We have 995 total fire departments across the state, all regulated by local government commissions or boards. Only a few isolated areas of Arkansas go without fire protection," he said, "but those are unpopulated and monitored by forestry agents." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.